Eye contact. In everything we do in life, eye contact plays an important role in conveying messages that may not be said in spoken words. As we grow, we learn and become more familiar with how eye contact is used in friendships and interactions with other people. Eye contact can show a lack of interest in the person opposite you, or in some cases, too much interest. Of course, eye contact can get the heart beating when we see someone we like, when we get into a worrying situation, or even a happy situation. But have you ever considered how eye contact can be used as a tool of investigation? The study of nonverbal communication is known as kinesics. This means the science behind body movements, hand gestures, and facial expressions. In this field of study, eye contact, or the lack of it, can reveal a lot about a person. Depending on whether you are left-handed or right-handed, when you're asked questions, the direction you move your eyes can signify many things. To the trained investigator, it may show that when the interviewee is talking, he or she is actually still visualizing a crime in their mind. On the other hand, eye contact can also show when an innocent person is actually lying and saying they did commit a crime. Of course, kinesics isn't always applied in such a serious manner. Getting to know someone goes through phases of different kinds of eye contact, and we have all had such an experience. If one person maintains eye contact but the other isn't able to, of course it suggests a level of nervousness. Excessive eye contact can be seen not just as confidence, but even as rudeness or aggressiveness. Different cultures also have different standards when it comes to eye contact. In most Western countries, direct and maintained eye contact is necessary and is seen as a positive part of any meeting or relationship. This is not the case in some Asian countries, where it may be more polite to lower your gaze more frequently than a Western person might.